of Islamic social finance. Yes, you're on.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, and good afternoon. My name is Hamid Rashid. I represent a startup fintech called Finterra. It's a 24-month-old company, and it's a disruptive technology research and development outfit. Now, fintech is nothing new, and Waqf is also nothing new. Our mandate 2 years back was to look into Islamic social finance and to look at how this institution could be brought to the masses at a very great scale. Now, to give you comparisons, right, the largest telecommunication company in the world is no other than WhatsApp. Every single one of us are on WhatsApp, and it doesn't even have a telecom license. The largest taxi company out there is Uber, and they don't even have a single auto vehicle or a taxi license in any country. So this is disruptive technology. We were looking at Islamic social finance, specifically within this segment are what I call the 3+2 elements. Like Honorable Jamal Al-Nouri educated us, that within Islamic social finance, there is sadaqah, which is charity, Islamic charities. There is zakat, the Islamic charitable taxation. And there is waqf, which is endowment. So like the English common law endowment, Islamic endowments are waqf. And the plus two elements are wasiya, which is wills, the Islamic wills. And the fifth element is takaful, which is Islamic insurance. This is what constitutes the Islamic social security in the last 1400 years. Now you will be surprised, in the Islamic civilization, we have never had a bank. Have you ever thought about that? That Islam grew up in 1400 years without having a bank. But we had a social security system which the Ottoman Empire perfected. And in 1914, post the First World War, this institution of Awqaf, global Awqaf, was dismantled into the countries that were created by the Allied forces. Now, in every Islamic country or even non-Islamic countries, Waqf board under the federal constitution or act, or Awqaf in the Islamic GCC or MENA countries exist today. Now, the role of Finterra was very specific, to develop disruptive technologies to bring to the masses, to make available sadaqah, zakat, and waqf on your fingertips. Thank you. That's Finterra.